Heavyweight now.
Everybody happy? Oh, that's good. As I said, I used to have hair until I met David. His anointing is rubbing on my head. Hallelujah. God is awesome. Amen. One good thing about not having any hair, I don't have to comb it in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Is everybody happy this morning?
Yes.
Are we happy this morning? Are we on fire this morning?
Yes.
Let me say that in Africa. Are you on fire?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hallelujah. God is good. Well, I'm so glad to be here with you this morning, and I want to give God praise for this church. I congratulate you for what God is doing in your life. Amen? Say amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for the new building. Praise God. Amen. Well, very quickly, before we go into the Word of God, I brought some materials here which I would like for you to get, because in doing so, you are helping me to go around the world to preach the gospel. We are on national television in America twice a week, which also beams into Europe. And then we are also now, next month, start airing into all over Africa, and especially in the country of Nigeria. And I'm looking forward to that, because that also beams into South Africa. And so we thank God for that. Say amen, saints.
Amen.
And so I've brought some books in English and some books in French. So whatever you speak is good for you. Amen. Get a copy of that. Like I said, we need your help for the furtherance of the gospel. Let's start with the French book first. This is a brand new book. Just came out about 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Tetelestai, tout est accompli. Marcher dans les réalités de la nouvelle création. Okay, if you don't have a copy of this book, get yourself a copy of this book. This book will open to your eyes to the reality of your redemption in Christ. What happened on the cross? When Jesus said, "It is finished," what does that mean? Okay, you will find the history of that word, "it is finished," where that comes from. Okay, it was the Greek word tetelestai, which was not a word invented by Jesus. Okay, the Hebrew word would be the word nishlam. Okay, this was a word that was used in society, and you will discover what it is. And then you will discover what the curse of the law is, how you've been redeemed from it. Amen? So get yourself a copy of this book. That's 15 francs. And then this one here, La Puissance du Parler Langue. That's a great book. If you don't, this will boost your prayer life. Amen? We'll teach you about the power of praying in the Spirit. And then this one, Cette façon d'augmenter votre onction. Everybody needs to increase in the anointing of God. Say amen, saints.
Amen.
It's not just for pastors. It's for everybody. Businessman, in your work, you need to increase in the anointing of God. Say amen.
Amen.
Then we come to the English book. I've only brought four. I've written 30 books, but I've only brought four of these books that I believe would be a blessing to you. This one here made me famous in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Amen. Exposing and Overcoming the Spirit of Barrenness. Barrenness is not just a biological issue. It can be a territorial issue. It can be a financial issue. It can be a ministerial issue. Barrenness simply means living a stagnant life. You're not moving forward. Okay? It means endless labor, no productivity, fruitless labor. And so many people, they just work, but they have nothing to show for it. Are you hearing me, somebody? So God has a plan to get you out of barrenness. So get yourself a copy of this one as well. That's 20 francs as well. Then this is my brand new book. This came out just recently. Healing Belongs to You. If you need to know how to walk in divine health, then this book is for you. It will answer all the questions that you have in regards to healing. What gets in your way of divine health is question marks. Where there's a question mark, there's doubt. And when there's no faith, there's no miracle. Do you understand that? So in order for you to walk in healing, you have to eliminate all the doubts. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Doubt is the thief of God's blessing. You understand that? Doubt is what? The thief of God's blessing. So get yourself a copy of this book. I recommend. And there's one chapter in there that says healing, walking in divine health in your old age. Okay? Walking in divine health in your old age. So that would be a good thing for you as well. There are healing promises. There's 101 healing promises and so forth and so on. And then this one here, The Power of Praying in Tongues. Get yourself a copy of this one. And then if you're a young person or if you're into business or if you want to be successful in life, I highly myself recommend this book to you, Turning Your Dreams into Realities. Everybody needs to know how to turn their dreams into realities. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So get yourself a copy of this book and you will be blessed. If you want me to sign your books, I will be more than willing to sign your books. Amen. Next week, I've got a brand new book coming out. You can either order it online or the e-version of it. It's called The Holy Spirit, The Supernatural, and You. The Holy Spirit and the Supernatural and You. I'm telling you, this will be a blockbuster. Just like the Tongues book made me famous in America, this book, The Holy Spirit, the Supernatural and You, you need to get a copy of that because it will change your life. Amen.
Amen.
All right, amen.
Amen.
Are we on fire today?
Yes.
You don't sound like it. I said, are we on fire today?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. All right. Let's bow our head and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for the word of the living God. Spirit of God, I'm asking you that you will think through my mind and that you will speak through my lips. Thank you for these, your wonderful people. They've got ears to hear, mind to understand, and heart to receive the word of the living God in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
All right. First of all, I want to thank Pastor Alice for giving me the privilege to be here with you this weekend. And I also want to thank Pastor Nenny, hallelujah, who keep picking on me today. So that's all. I will pray for him later. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll lay hands on him. Not this way, but this way. Hallelujah. Amen. And then also Pastor and his wife, Pastor Nenny, we thank the Lord for your life. Thank you for your faithfulness and integrity. Pastor Vincent and Pastor Sister Margaret, thank you for hosting us today. Amen. We love you all. Praise God. All right. Let's open our Bible, please, to our foundational text, which has been Leviticus chapter 6 in the English Bible. If you are using a French Bible, the scripture reference might be slightly different, but that's the French for you. They have to be different. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 12. Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 12. The scripture says, meanwhile, the fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must never go out. The King James Bible says, and the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. Lift up your hands. Say, my fire,
my fire
must never be put out.
Must never be put out.
Oh, come on. Let's say it louder. Let's say that we've got some fire in our lives. Say, my fire,
my fire
must never go out.
Never
now
go
point
out.
Your finger at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Your fire,
the fire of God in your life, must never go out. Hallelujah. Do I have anybody in the house who's on fire for God? Do I have any Holy Ghost people in the house of God today? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, like I mentioned to you on Friday and yesterday, that God was the one who kindled the fire. But it was the priest's responsibility to maintain the fire. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When you got born again, Jesus filled you with the Holy Ghost as well. He baptized you with the Holy Ghost and fire. He ignited you with the fire of God. But it is your responsibility to keep that fire burning. Amen.
Amen.
And yesterday, and then on Friday, I talked to you about the seven indications that your fire is going out. And then yesterday, I talked to you about the fire of worship. Amen. But today I want to talk to you about the fire of praise in your life.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
I said what? The fire of what? Praise. The fire of praise in your life. I'm talking about rejoicing in the Lord always. Now, open your Bible with me, please, to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, please. Chapter. Book of Romans. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Glory to God. Say glory to God. We want to look at a number of verses that will be a blessing to you. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 14. Glory to God. And verse 17. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. I want everybody in the house to read with me this morning, please. Ready, one, two, go. For the kingdom of God. Stop right there. For what? The kingdom of God. Now, you do remember that our Lord Jesus Christ spent a lot of time talking about the kingdom of God, right? And he said, the kingdom of God is within you. Is that right? Now, just to give you as a point here, when he said that the kingdom of God is within you, because we read the Bible with traditional mindset, we think that Jesus was saying the kingdom was in your heart. Are you listening? But that could not have been the case because they were not born again. Hello? So when Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you, he was the kingdom of God himself. When Jesus came into the earth, he was the extension of the kingdom of God. So when he said the kingdom of God is within you, he was saying the kingdom of God is among you. He was the expression of the kingdom of God. But now that you are born again, the kingdom of God is in your spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And wherever you go, you establish the kingdom of God. Kingdom simply means king's domain or king's dominion. So wherever you go, you ought to be bringing about the domain of King Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. All right, let's read that verse together, please. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? I can't hear you, but what? Say it louder, but what?
Righteousness
and then what?
Peace.
And peace and then what?
Joy.
And joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on, say joy in the Holy Ghost.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Say it like you've got joy. Say joy in the Holy Ghost.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Come on, you look at me like, joy in the Holy Ghost. There ain't no joy there. Jesus said, Paul said that if the kingdom of God is in your heart, in your life, then the expression of the kingdom of God has a three-faceted manifestation. Number one, it is righteousness. Say righteousness.
Righteousness.
Number two, it is peace. Say peace.
Peace.
Number three is what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's say it again. Say, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Now, these three things are very important. Number one, what does righteousness mean? Righteousness, write this down, please. Righteousness is the blessing of Abraham.
Amen.
Righteousness is what? The blessing of Abraham. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13 to 16 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Right? Next verse, please. So that what? The blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Right? What's the blessing of Abraham? The blessing of Abraham was righteousness. Romans chapter 4 says, Abraham believed in God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, what is righteousness? Look at me, please. What is righteousness? Righteousness, write this down, please, is the nature of God deposited into your spirit, man. Righteousness is what? The nature of God deposited into your spirit, man. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin so that we can be made what? The righteousness of God. Amen. Put that verse again, please. Read that verse together with me, please. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Lift up your hand and say, I am righteous. In Christ Jesus. Now, you are not righteous because of what you did. You are righteous because of what Jesus did. You are simply righteous because you received Christ into your life. He gave you his righteousness. Amen. So write this down. Righteousness is the ability, or righteousness gives you the ability to stand before a holy God without any sense of sin, any sense of failure, or any sense of feeling inferior. Are you hearing me, saints? because God has given you his nature. Aren't you glad you got the nature of God in you? Come on, touch your belly and say, I have the nature of God inside of me. So right, so the kingdom of God is what? Righteousness. Number two, once you have received righteousness, it manifests, secondly, in peace. Now, there are two kinds of peace. You have what is known as justifying peace, and then you have what is known as sanctifying peace. Now, but if you're taking notes, justifying peace means peace with God. Hello? Amen. Means what? Peace with God. When you got born again, you now have peace with God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what is called justifying peace. The peace of justification. You are no longer an enemy of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are no longer an alien from God. Glory to God. But now you are partakers. Amen. Of the commonwealth of Israel. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, and then you have the other kind of peace, which is the peace of God. Now, that's found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 to 8. Put that verse for me, please. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 8 says, be careful for nothing. Right? What does it say? Come on now, what does it say? What does that mean? Don't worry about anything. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, don't worry about anything. What does anything means? Does that mean don't worry about your husband? Don't worry about your wife? Don't worry if you don't have a wife? Don't worry if you don't have a husband? Don't worry about your kids? Hello? Huh? Don't worry about your school? Don't worry about your work? Come on, somebody say amen. Don't worry about your cat? Don't worry about your dog? Don't worry about anything. Anything means anything. Hello? Say yes. He says, don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. All right, look at the next verse, please. And the what? The peace of God. Say, peace of God.
Peace of God.
Which passes all understanding shall keep or guard your mind. Now, look at me for a second, please. Everybody, look at me. Everybody, are you part of everybody?
Hallelujah.
Everybody who is born again, have peace with God.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
But not everybody who is born again experience the peace of God. Everybody can, but not everybody does. Because the peace of God, you can only experience it when you stop worrying.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Amen.
The Amplified Bible says, and the blessed state of tranquility. Where nothing disturbs you, nothing moves you. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands. Say, I cast all my cares, all my worries, all my anxieties, all my concerns upon the Lord Jesus. It matters to him concerning me. All right, say, from today, I refuse to worry. Oh, that's a bit too weak now. Come on. Let's make some faith statement. Say,
from today,
I refuse to worry
about anything.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can have a worry-free life. Amen. Now, I'm not telling you something which I've read in a book. I'm telling you something which I live in my life. Now, so once you have righteousness, you now experience the peace of God, then the third one is what we want to focus on today. What's the third one? Romans 14, verse 12, please. What does it say? And what? Romans 14, verse 17. But the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? Righteousness. Then what? Peace. And then what?
Joy.
Say joy in the Holy Ghost.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Come on, say joy in the Holy Ghost.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Do you have joy today? If you have joy, what would be one of the expressions of joy? Look at me. Come on, show me that. What would be one of the expressions of joy? Is laughter an expression of joy? Come on, I can't hear you. Is laughter an expression of joy? Is dancing an expression of joy? Is shouting an expression of joy? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let me ask you a question. Does that look like an expression of joy to you?
Mm.
Come on, everybody say one more time. Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
I want to talk to you today about joy in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is no reason for you today not to be walking in the joy of the Lord. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, now, look in your Bible, please. Acts chapter 13 and verse 52. Acts chapter 13 and verse 52. Glory to God. Look at the early church. All right, let's everybody read with me, please. Look on the screen and read together. What does it say? And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, joy is always an expression of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Have you ever met some believers who are always angry? They're always mean. They're always upset. Right? That's not an expression of being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Say amen.
Amen.
The early church, they were filled with joy. Amen. All right, now, go with me, please, to the book of Luke, the 10th chapter and the 20th verse. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. What did I say to you now? Luke, the 10th chapter and verse 20. All right, ready, one, to go. Jesus talking. He says, notwithstanding in this, what? Rejoice not, what? That the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because what? Your names are written in hallelujah. So why should you be joyful? Well, come on, why should you be joyful? Because your name are written in heaven. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up your hands and say,
my name
is written in heaven. Listen to me. On the earth, you use the name of Jesus. In heaven, Jesus uses your name. You take his name in the earth to get things done. He takes your name to the Father to get things done for you.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad your name is in heaven?
Amen.
Come on, say, my name is in heaven.
My name is in heaven.
What's more important is that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can take me off your list. You may not like me, but heaven likes me. God loves me. And I've made it on his list. Even if you erase me from your list, it don't make no never mind to me, because I am on his list. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, look at Psalms 30, please. I'm just getting ready. It's warming you up. We're going to have some fun today. Praise God. I'm going to show you what God did for me and what God will do for you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 30 verse 11 and verse 12, please. Psalms 30 verse 11 and verse 12. Let that be a prophecy for you this morning. Come on, everybody with me, please. Thou hast turned for me my morning into dancing. Is that going to be a prophecy for you this morning? Have you come ready with your dancing shoes this morning? Have you got your shouting clothes on this morning? Put on the garments of praise, for the spirit of heaviness is gone from you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This morning I've come to prophesy in your life. Whatever has been causing mourning in your life, God will turn your mourning into dancing. Hallelujah. You have put off my sackcloth and gird me with gladness. Oh, I'm telling you, this year will be a year of gladness for you. Hallelujah. What caused you sorrow last year will not bring sorrow in your life this year. Hallelujah. This year, God will fill your mouth with laughter. When God turns our captivity, our mouth was filled with laughter. Somebody shout, yes!
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, laugh. Somebody laugh. Neighbor, laugh. Come on, say,
laugh.
Do you know how to laugh? Come on, show me how to laugh. You've got to learn to laugh at the devil. Amen? I said you've got to learn to laugh at the devil. You know that's in the Bible? That's in the Bible, praise God. Write this down, please. C.S. Lewis. You know who C.S. Lewis is? He said, C.S. Lewis said this, and I quote, joy, say joy.
Joy.
Say it like you got joy. Say joy.
Joy.
He said, joy is the serious business of heaven. In other words, whenever heaven gets ready to do some transaction in the earth, it couples it with some joy. Glory to God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Joy is what? The serious business of heaven. So if you want some business done in the earth, if you want some spiritual transaction done on your behalf in the earth, you better have some joy.
Amen.
Write this down, please. Joy is the highest expression of faith. Joy is what? The highest expression of faith. Faith is never grumpy. Hello? Have you met some people who are always grumpy? How are you doing? I'm fine. Are you sure you're fine? I'm fine. I said I'm fine. Mm-mm. Faith is never grumpy. Glory to God. Faith always got a smile on his face. Everything may be falling apart. The devil may be swinging hard, but faith got a smile on your face. Why? Because we know our life is not in our hands. It's in the hand of the master. He said, if I've got you in my hands, nobody can pluck you out. Hallelujah. One man said, write this down, please. Joy is the infallible sign of the presence of God. Joy is what? The infallible sign of the presence of God. That's the reason why when David brought the Ark of the Covenant back into Jerusalem, what was it doing? Dancing, jumping, and laughing, right? Because whenever there's the joy of the presence of God is, there is what? Liberty. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Joy and liberty are the expression of the presence of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, what happened on the day of Pentecost after they received the Holy Ghost? Right? Because remember, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but what? Righteousness, joy, and then what? Peace, and then what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. So what happened on the day of Pentecost after they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and cloven tongues of fire? They went outside, right? And what did the people say? These men are drunk. So what I tell you, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, people will mistake your joy for being what? Drunk. Now, have you ever seen drunk people? Huh? Have you ever seen drunk people? This is some expression of drunk people. I had an uncle. His name was Mark. My aunt, Katie, was married to Mark. Mark was from South Africa, from Durban, South Africa. Now, Mark was not saved. And Mark, when he didn't drink, you couldn't get a squeak out of him. Uncle Mark. He wouldn't say anything. But when he drank, my Lord, boldness came on him. Have you noticed something about drunk people? You know what they will do? They'll begin to sing. They don't even know how to sing. But they'll begin to what? Sing. Then, if that was not bad enough, they'll begin to say, come on, sing with me now. Sing with me now. They want to have a choir. Am I right? Right? And then what else they will begin to do? They'll begin to dance. Do I have anybody here drunk on the Holy Ghost? When you are drunk on the joy of the Holy Ghost, you will sing, you will dance, and you will shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say yes.
Yes.
Now, look in your Bible, please. And let me quote this to you. Glory to God. Write this down. Joy is the ingredient of faith. Now, I love this. How many of you ever heard of Smith Wigglesworth?
Yes.
Smith Wigglesworth said this. He said, faith laughs at impossibilities. Hello? If you've got an impossible situation and you don't know how to fix it, he says, faith laughs at it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If there is an issue in your life today. Now, listen, I love this old man. I love that old man. He said, somebody asked him, how do you stay so healthy? You are in your 80s, right? How do you stay strong and healthy? This is what the man said. Now, remember, this guy was from England. British. British. He said, I get up in the morning, right? This is what Smith Wigglesworth said. I get up in the morning and I dance vigorously before the Lord for 15 minutes. So he said, every morning I get up before the Lord and I dance vigorously. Can you imagine a British guy dancing vigorously? Now I can understand an African dancing vigorously. Right? Right? It doesn't take much for Africans to dance. They put some music and they start moving. Right? They'll take their handkerchief out and everything. Hallelujah. You know, you tell people in Europe, dance. Am I right? Right? Dance. Dance. It's an African to dance. Ugh. But Wigglesworth says, I get up in the morning and I dance vigorously before the Lord for 15 minutes. Every day of my life, I dance vigorously before the Lord. If you learn that secret of dancing before the Lord, your life will never be the same. Look in your Bible, please. Oh, to Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Job chapter 5 and verse 22. Look in your Bible, please. Job chapter 5 and verse 22. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that in the Bible, what you're about to read now?
Yes.
Right? Do you believe the Bible?
Yes.
I said, do you believe the Bible?
Yes.
Are you a doer of the word? Come on, talk to me. Are you a doer of the word?
Amen.
Or are you just a hearer only? No, lift up your hand and say, I'm a doer of the word. All right, what does it say here? Read with me, please. At? Everybody read with me. Not one silence from you. Everybody read. This is Bible. All right, ready, one, two, go. At? Stop, read again. At? Read again. Okay, now, let's see if you can get this. Read it and apply it.
Yes.
Ready? At what?
At destruction and famine, I'll laugh.
So what do you do?
Laugh.
Show me then. At what? At destruction and at famine, thou shalt
laugh.
Now, you may start out to laugh by faith because you don't feel like laughing. How many of you sometimes don't feel like laughing?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? When you got bills to pay and you don't know how to pay it.
Yes.
And somebody tell you, laugh! Okay, ha ha ha. But what start out by faith will turn into joy in the Holy Ghost. Okay, let's read that verse and then begin to laugh. Can we do that? Can we do that? I don't know what problems you're going through. I don't know what needs that you have that you can't pay. I don't know what problems that you got right now, but we're going to do what the Bible says. Come on, say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, read that verse with me, please. At destruction and at famine, thou shalt... Come on. Come on, laugh again. Now what? Now, so listen to me. You say, well, that sounds stupid. All right. Look in your Bible to Psalms. Look in your Bible to Psalms. Look at Psalms. Psalms 2, please. Thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. Psalms chapter 2, verse 1 till verse Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Verse 1 to verse 4. You ready? Okay. Again, what's in the Bible, right? Right? All right, let's read together, please. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Next verse. The kings of the earth have set themselves and the rulers taken counsel together against who? Okay, stop right there. Can you see the word Lord is capitalized? That's referring to Jehovah, right? The kings of the earth will refer not only to the kings on the earth, but to demonic principalities, right? He says, the kings of the earth have set themselves and the rulers taken counsel together against the Lord and against his
anointed.
Now, who is the anointed? Jesus, right? So this is a messianic psalm. So read that verse again, please. The kings of the earth have set themselves and the rulers taken counsel together against God, against his anointed, saying, next verse, please, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Right? Next verse. Now, remember now, there is a plot against God. There's a coup d'etat against God to take over God's throne. But look what it says here. He that sitteth. Stop. Who's that talking about now? God, right? Notice when there is a plot to take over God, when there's a plot to overthrow God's kingdom, what does God do? God laughs. God will not tell you to do anything that he himself will not do. Hello? That's the reason why Job says, at famine and at destruction, you will do what?
Laugh.
Why should you laugh? Because your heavenly Father is laughing at his enemies. Can I hear an amen, somebody?
Amen.
When the enemy goes against God, God doesn't panic. Oh, my God. He doesn't look at Jesus. Jesus, what are we going to do now? No, God. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Let me ask you a question. Ephesians chapter 2. Ye who were dead in your trespasses and sin, has he quickened together? Hallelujah. And raised you up together and made you to sit together in the heavenly places. He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. If your Father is sitting in the heaven, is laughing. Where are you seated today? You are what? Seated together in heavenly places. Therefore, if your Father is laughing and you are also sitting together in heavenly places, you ought to laugh at the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. He didn't say God is running around looking for here, looking there. Right? No, God sits and laughs. Come on, say I'm seated together. Come on, say it again. I am seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say, I am in him and he is in me. Therefore, I laugh at famine. I laugh at destruction. I laugh at my problems. Are you ready? Come on, say, ha, 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 on the devil. Now, let me show you this. Go with me, please, to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 to verse 19. I love this verse. Woo, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look what you say here. Got it? Okay. It says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, which means no harvest, right?
Yeah.
Neither shall be fruit in the vines, right?
Yeah.
Come on, read with me now. The labor of the olives has what? Failed. And the fields have yielded no meat. The flock has been cut off from the fold. And there are no herd in the stalls. Now, does that sound to you like somebody who is living in prosperity? Does that sound to you like somebody who's going through a tough time? Right? What's the next verse? Yet. I can hear you. Yet. yet.
I will rejoice in the Lord.
Do you have a different translation? Do you have a different translation? Let's go back to that verse again, please. All right, let's see. The Amplified, no, verse, the previous verse. The previous verse, okay? All right, well, do you have the New Living Translation? All right, let me read that to you from the, are you ready for this one? Are you ready? Are you ready to shout a little bit?
Hallelujah.
Do I said, are you ready to shout a little bit? Let me read that from the Message Bible, okay? Same verses, but slightly different translation. It says, though the cherry trees don't blossom, and the strawberries don't ripen, right? Though the apples are worm-eaten, and the wheat fields stunted, though the sheep pens are sheepless. There's no sheep in my sheep pens, right? My sheep pens, my barn is broke, busted, and disgusted. There ain't no money in it, okay? And the cattle barns are empty. Have you ever looked into your account and there's no money in your account? You ever been there? You look into your savings and there's no more savings? Huh? The only one who saves is Jesus saves, not you. You have no savings. Okay. He says, now look at this. He says, though the sheep pens are sheepless and the cattle barns are empty, he says, I'm singing joyful praise to God. I'm what? Singing. Even though there's no sheep in the sheep pens, even though there's nothing in the barn, the strawberries are decayed. Amen? Come on, somebody say hallelujah. The cherry trees have not blossomed, but I'm still going to sing joyful praise to God. I like this one. I'm turning cartwheels of joy to God my Savior. I'm doing what? Cartwheels of joy. Do you remember when you were young? Huh? And you try to do cartwheels, right? He says, I'm doing cartwheels for God. When was the last time you did cartwheels for God? Huh? When was the last time you danced before the Lord? When was the last time you began to jump up and down before the Lord? He says, I'm turning cartwheels. The King James says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19, please. He says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. That's the fastest feet on the earth, right? And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Write this down. Say this after me. Say, my praise is my passage to my promotion. Say it again. My praise. If you feel right now that you are stuck in your job and you've not been promoted, there's been no increase in your salary, and not everything has remained stable, God says you don't have to go and beg your boss to give you an increase. Your praise is your passage to your promotion. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. I like the way the Message Bible puts it. He says, I'm turning cartwheels of joy. Say cartwheels of joy. To God my Savior. Look what he says here. Counting on God's rule to prevail. I take heart and gain strength. I'm going to run like a deer. I feel like I'm the king of the mountain. Oh, get ready for God to make you the king of the mountains. Somebody say amen. You may start out here, but if you keep giving God praise and glory and honor, you're going to end up all the way up here. Hallelujah. Come on, touch your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm going all the way to the top. Say it again. Say, I'm going all the way to the top. See, your praise will take you all the way to the top. Let me give you an example. Last year, I had to purchase a building, like you were purchasing a building. The ministry has been growing, the TV has been exploding, and we give God praise for that. More books and more sales and more demands. So we needed to buy a building to accommodate TV studio, to accommodate storage, and filming and all that kind of stuff. Now, because we are on television in America, TV is very expensive. If I was to tell you how much we pay on television, some of you might choke. It's mucho, mucho money, okay? And it comes every 30 days. You have to pay every 30 days. That's not including traveling expenses. That's not including paying the staff that we have, right? So I needed a building. Now, I went to the bank. I said, I want to buy this building. They said, well, let's check your credit report. They checked my credit report. I ain't got no debt. They said, well, because you ain't got no debt, we can't work with you. I said, what? I said, if I ain't got no debt, it's a good thing, right? No, you got to have, in America, you got to have debt because they want to track your payment record, right? I said, well, I want that building. I said, well, sir, you're not going to get that building. No bank is going to work with you. I said, all right. So I left this bank, and I went to this other bank. I says, here's my deal. I want this money to pay off this building. I want to buy this building. Sir, I took all the paperwork and said, no, there's nothing we can do for you. I went to another bank called PNC, which is my bank. And PNC looked at my record and said, sir, there's nothing we can do. So I went to another bank, and the bank said, make a long story short, if you want to get that building, you have to put a down payment of $250,000. Now, that was March 27th, okay? March 27th, and the cutoff date is July the 1st. March 27th, and what? July the 1st. I went back home. I went on the internet, and I checked my account. After paying TV bills, after paying all the expenses, and paying the staff, I look at the account. There was only $26,000 left. I said, Lord, $26,000, $250,000. Okay, $26,000, $250,000. How do I get that? Now, in the meantime, the lawyer sent me a letter and said, if you do not have this money by July the 1st, by June 30th, you have to vacate that building. So I drove home with this thing on my head, and my wife said, Glenn, what did the bank say? I said, they can't work with us. What about the other bank? No, they ain't going to work with us. What about the other bank? They ain't going to work with us. What you going to do? I ain't going to worry about it. I know what to do. Yet I will rejoice in my God. I'm going to do cartwheels for the Lord. Amen. So I said, I'll see you in a while. I grabbed my dog. Whew, thank God for my dog. My dog is a dog, yeah. Not a chihuahua. I mean, that's not a dog. That's a cat trying to be a dog. My dog's a German shepherd. When it barks, your hair, I mean, that's why we lost all our hair. Hallelujah. But I took my dog with me. I said, Beck, let's go for a walk. And I took him with me. And I walked down, and there's woods by my place. And as I got into the woods, I released. I said, go. We're going to dance and jump before the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's all I did. I said, God, I don't have the money. There's no way that I have the money. But you are Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. You are not Jehovah Liar. You are Jehovah Jireh. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. And if you can't do it for me, then you ain't a God that I need to serve. Are you hearing me, somebody? And I began to jump up and down and began to sing, praising the Lord. Are you hearing me, somebody? You know what I did? You know why I took my dog? Do you know why I took my dog? I didn't take anybody else with me. Because people will question me. Do you think that God... can give you $250,000. No, 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 no. My dog, whatever I said, that's all he did. And when I began to praise the Lord, all he did was, ow! Sometimes a dog can praise God more than some people can praise God. Sometimes, you know why I took my dog? Because there was not an ounce of unbelief in him. Whatever I said, yeah. I jump up and down and begin to dance, run around the place. Say, Lord, you are my God. Lord, you are my strength. I will rejoice in you. I don't know how the money is going to get there, but that's not my problem. That's your problem. Just give God praise. And then I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I was reading the scripture. He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You have a choice in life. You can either be a sower or you can be an eater. I said, God, you said in your word that you will give seed to the sower, right? And I said, Lord, I don't have no money right now because every money is going to pay bills. But if you give me right now $100,000, I will put that money into the kingdom. Because I'm a sower, I'm not an eater.
Amen.
And I began to give God praise every day. Just take my dog for a little walk and just jump up and down. Come on, say, and then begin to laugh. Laugh at the devil. When the devil is telling me, oh, you're never going to get it this time. Look at the letter of the lawyer. I just laugh. Say, ha, 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 devil. It's too late for you, devil. My God is a miracle working God. My God is an awesome God. He can do great things. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. He raised Jesus from the dead. He split the Red Sea. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He makes the crippled to walk, the lame to walk, the blind to see. He can give me that money. Hallelujah. And all I did was just laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Every day. Sometimes I didn't feel like laughing, but I made myself laugh. Hallelujah. Amen. And I would laugh. Ha, ha, ha. And my dog would look at me. Have you seen your dog? You're talking, huh? But that's all right. There was no unbelief in him. Come on, say amen, somebody. And all we did was just jumping up and down and giving God praise, running around the woods. Lord, you are, that's all I said. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, not Jehovah Liar. You are Jehovah Jireh, you're not Jehovah Liar. There needs to come a time in your life where you see the hand of God move in your life. It's not just for Benny Hinn. It's not just for Kenneth Copeland. It's for you. The same God that moves in Benny Hinn is the same God that will move in your life. And that's all I did. And I kept on going, preaching. Right? Preaching. And in less than 3 weeks, $100,000 came into my hands. And as soon as that money came, I said, God, you said you give seed to the sower. I give it back to you. Bang. Listen to me. June 25th, that money wasn't there. June 28th, the money wasn't there. June 30th, a friend of mine called me from Africa. Not from America, but from Africa. I got news for you. God's got money everywhere. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. God's got money where? Everywhere. He's got gold in the fish's mouth. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. June 30th, my friend said, I've put some money into your account. I went back home June 30th, and I went to the bank. I came out with two big checks, $250,000. How did I get it? How did I get it? Not by intellect, not by manipulation, but just by giving God praise. Just by shouting, just by dancing, just by saying, ha, 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 on the devil. Can I hear an amen, somebody?
Amen.
Now, I'm telling you this not to brag upon myself, but to let you know if God did it for me, he's no respecter of person, then you are next in line, and God will do it for you.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
But you got to have some joy in the Holy Ghost. Can I hear an amen, somebody?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Say, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Joy in the Holy Ghost.
Now, let me close with this. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, write this down, please. Write this down, please. Praise is your pathway to promotion. Praise is your what? Pathway to your promotion. Praising and rejoicing will confuse the devil. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Praising and rejoicing will do what? Confuse the devil. Second Chronicles, chapter 20. The people began to shout and praise. And what happened? Huh? They began to kill themselves. Because praise and rejoicing and laughing confuses the devil. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Write this down. Praise, rejoicing, and laughing will destroy barrenness in your life. Now, let me show you this. Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready?
Yes.
Abraham's wife, what was her name?
Sarah.
What was Sarah's problem?
Barrenness.
What was the name of her son?
Isaac.
What does Isaac mean?
Laughter.
Laughter broke barrenness.
Yes.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Laughter broke barrenness. When you begin to laugh and rejoice, you're going to break every form of barrenness in your life.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So laughter, rejoicing, destroys barrenness and releases breakthroughs and breakout in your life.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now let me close with this. Stand on your feet, please. Stand on your feet. God himself is into laughter. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Put it in the King James and then the Amplified Version, please. Proverbs 17 and verse 22. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 17, verse 22. What does it say? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Can you put that in the Amplified Bible, please? A happy heart is good medicine, and cheerful mind works healing. So rejoicing, praising, laughing is the trigger point of your healing.
Amen.
Can I hear an amen, somebody?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say hallelujah. Now begin to laugh. Say, ha, 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 on you, devil. Come on, come on, come on, come on, laugh. Ha, 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 on you, devil. Think about your problems. Think about what the devil tells you cannot be done. Huh? Whatever. Can I have the praise band to come? The praise band? Can we do a rejoicing song? And can we dance a little bit before the Lord?
Yes.
Can we spin a little bit before the Lord?
Yes.
Huh? Can you laugh a little bit before the Lord?
Yes.
Look at me, please. I dance my way into a breakthrough. I laugh my way into a breakthrough. God laughs at his enemies, and you will laugh at your enemies too. Can I hear an amen, somebody?
Amen.
Now, what we're going to do, I'm going to say one, two, three. After I say three, you're going to laugh, jump up and down, shout a little bit, and then the praise band is going to let you on a praise song. I mean, when I say praise, I mean, I want you to dance and jump up and down and shout. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Are we a happy church this morning?
Yes.
Are we happy people this morning?
Yes.
If you want to do cartwheels, that's your business. You can do cartwheels. First time I went to an African church, Zairean church, right? Right? I was minding my own business. I was there. Listen. And then the guy went, I would jump, man. I'd jump. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm praising the Lord.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to say one, two, three. When I say three, you clap your hands, you laugh, you jump up and down, and you rejoice before God. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Church for the nation, are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
your exceeding joy. Your grace fell like the rain and made this desert. Your light, it broke through my night. It's your exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for Pastor Glenn. Thank you, Lord God, for his life and his ministry, oh God. We bless him tremendously in every area of his life, oh God. His family and his ministry, Lord God. Prosper him in health, even as his soul prospers, oh God. Hallelujah. The fire of God in our lives, in the CFDN family, shall never go out. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. For Jesus, you are the expression of God's kingdom, oh God. And thank you, Lord God. We pray that every day You will fill us with joy. You will fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, we will study your word. We will pray. We will serve. We will evangelize, oh God. We will support more and more and more and more than ever before, oh God. We just say thank you, Lord God, that this year will be a great God. We serve a great God and with gladness and with gladness and with gladness and joy. With joy, with joy, with joy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We will joy in the God of our salvation. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of our Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And faith laughs at impossibilities. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, it's the family we belong to. Lord, empower us to put fire in our worship, oh God. In our praise, oh Lord God. In our daily walk with you. Thank you, Lord God, for what you have done to this morning, oh God. We just continue to bless your name, oh God. Because a merry heart does good like a medicine. And we cannot just stop praising you, Lord God. We cannot just stop praising the Lord, for there is power in praise, oh God. There is power in praise. And by the power, by your power, Lord, there shall be fire in our praise. For you alone deserve the highest praise, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We just want to thank you for today. And Lord, as your people go now, Lord, I pray for blessings upon their lives, oh God. Walk with the Lord daily. Go in the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every praise. Every praise. Those of you who want prayer, Pastor Glenn is here. We'll pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Reminder, the books are there outside. See them. And if you want to buy and help Pastor Glenn in going to Africa and anywhere in the world, just buy a book or something. God, my Savior.
Jesus, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. You may not feel the praise of Jesus, but you have to praise Him no matter what. Praise the Lord, even when you're tired, even when you don't feel like it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
For those of you who have registered for the marriage